After a summer of long Chinook salmon closures and a weak chum run on the Kuskokwim River, Middle and Upper River subsistence fishermen eagerly await word about whether the federal government will take control of the fishery. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
The Office of Subsistence Management in Anchorage is preparing to present the Federal Subsistence Board with information and a recommendation on whether to federalize the salmon fishery, which is currently under state control. Evelyn Thomas is the Tribal Council President in Crooked Creek, a community of about 100 people located 120 miles upriver from Bethel. She says her tribal council plans to pass a resolution in support of federalization. She says the state has not listened.
They keep wanting to have openings for silvers and late chum run when we haven't even gotten enough to put up. You know, the subsistence users don't have fish yet. I know here in Crooked Creek, nobody has enough.
Gene Peltola Jr. is the Assistant Regional Director for the Federal Office of Subsistence Management. They are currently responding to a growing number of resolutions from tribes and groups who want to ensure they get silver salmon. His team is in the early stages of drafting a recommendation based on current and historic data related to silver salmon harvests.
There may not necessarily be an allocation between the federal qualified user aspect of it. So that's the part, one of the parts we're reviewing now, is that we may not necessarily have a full 804 determination or analysis.
That refers to Section 804 of the Alaska National Interest Land Conservation Act, or ANILCA, which determines how to distribute a resource that isn't abundant enough for all subsistence users. The Federal Subsistence Board has a work session next week. Peltola Jr. says he doubts they'll take up the issue at that meeting, and it could take more time to issue a decision. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.